All right, so you probably have heard right now, right, that the Osun elections have been concluded, the results announced, and Adeleke is going to be the governor, very shortly. Talking about governor-elect, Davido's uncle, of the PDP, doing well, pretty good, yeah. But we're not talking about Davido, now that we're talking about his uncle. However, we're talking about the Osun election as a case study of vote buying. You see, a coalition of over 80 civil society organizations under the aegis of the Nigerian Civil Society Situation Room has condemned the level of vote buying by party agents. Now, in its second preliminary statement signed by its co-conveners, NOB, Asmaw Joda and James Ugochukwu, whom I think I just got to see a glimpse of on television a few minutes ago, about 20 or 30 minutes ago, right, said there was open negotiation of buying and selling of votes, well coordinated at the polling units carried out by agents. Now, my question is this. Do you think that this voter fraud is on the decline based on the Osun polls? Because there were reports from some quarters that, some people were offered money, but they turned it down. Yes, they turned it down because they believe in the electoral process and they believed in whomever their candidate of their own choice is or was, right? But there were videos. There were recordings. In fact, the video evidence was very glaring and damning at the same time. Now, we've had ICPC say, look, if they arrested three people, we've had the EFCC involved, and then, fingers have been pointed. Hey, it's the PDP, the APC. Both parties have largely and, unequivocally denied, actively being involved in voter buying. But the videos don't lie. So whom were these agents working for? Was it sabotage? Was it an act of desperation? All those kind of things coming to be. But let's stick to our subject matter this morning. Based on what you saw at the Osun polls, do you think that voter fraud is on the decline? After all, only three people were caught. Just three. No more. Once again, I enjoin you. As you call in, as you share with us your thoughts, please refrain from derogatory or defamatory comments. And if you didn't quite see it or hear it, please don't make mention of it. That means do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 017-923-0003, 018-793-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, and Telegram available on 08-09-030-6416, 08-09-030-6416. Then get onto social media. Facebook right here for us is at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook, and also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PhD. There's a post-op I'd like you to follow, join the conversation, make your suggestions right now. Yeah, only three so far. But, you know, who knows? More investigations are going to come through. There have been so many comments on what happened over the weekend in Osun State. So once again, I ask the question, based on what you saw, what you've been reading about the Osun election, all right, it's our case study this morning. Do you think that voter fraud, voter buying in particular, is on the decline? Let's get to hear from you. Please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to call us. All right, please turn down the volume of your radio set. Preferably, maybe step away from the radio. If you cannot do that, you can just turn it off. And if you can do that, you know, it would do us a huge favor. Really, if you really just turn down or walk away. If you can't turn it off, maybe it's not your car, or maybe you're on the road or something, you know. 9213. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Thank you. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Yes, it's a decline in vote buying.
Okay.
It was a decline in this particular election.
Mm.
It wasn't rampant than used like the previous one. I think that should make it safe.
Mm.
Where you see even little children, teenagers, flaunting the money they got. Some were even proud of it, that they have sold their vote. They should go home and buy food and eat. This is all they can get. But on this particular Osun State, you saw the integrity. There were news that also made the round that there was even somebody said, no, they will give you 10,000. They said, no, 15,000. They said, okay, let's make it 17,000. It was so advanced that the people of Osun State showed integrity in this election. And that is a litmus test with other subsequent elections.
Mm.
In 2023, we may not see it like this. But I think if we want to totally eradicate this vote buying, we should go narrow it down to the primaries of these parties. Because
okay.
It was the primaries that gave birth to
okay.
What vote buying generally.
Okay.
Just like the previous ones. Oh, we got $20,000. We get $15,000. And these are the common Nigerians who heard it. Oh, so you get $20,000. We are waiting for our own 3,000 naira.
Mm.
We are waiting for our 5,000 naira. So I think ICPC and EFCC should also up their game. And if we saw them in the primaries of those APC and PDP, we didn't see what they did there. The only one there to bully the people, that is our perception. But I think if the agencies can deal with the primaries, we will get it right.
Michael, this is Jerry. Michael, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think I have to corroborate what the last caller said.
Hmm.
For me, what point has come to stay? Because politicians is always a price to win on how to win elections. The defense have limited a lot of things like writing up as well.
Hmm.
So the only option available to them now is vote buying. So that has come to stay. But the other side of the vote buying that I like is the fact that, like Lakala said, the parties don't really have the moral body. It's on them to talk about or talk against vote buying. And the image, they all want votes from the delegates. It's okay for a delegate to make money from election process, but electorate cannot make. So you can justify that. So, but the way out, for me, let us have more persons in the pool. What I mean by that, more voting population. When we have more voting population, somehow it would discourage the act of vote buying. Because when you have a lot of persons to pay, at some point you might not be able to pay again, so you just have to look and let the will of the people prevail. But finally, the way out is full-blown electronic. 100% electronic. When we do not have to congregate at any place or polling unit to cast our vote, even though monies will be extended to people, but then they can stay the comfort of their homes and vote their will. And the major part of the vote buying starts with endorsement. They buy groups, not even individuals. And individual the groups will now instruct, like Hausa community, Yoruba community, they buy them for endorsement. And when they buy them, They will now go and tell the people, this is the direction to go.
To go.
The highest of vote by Nathan.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Michael, thank you very much. Good news is on the line. Good news is speaking to us for mile three. Good news. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Well, good morning, my brother, man. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, please.
Yes. According to what your question is, I want to say that there is serious improvement in our electoral way and manner of doing things. You know, if I start taking from 2007 to 2011, how Jaga took it and handed to Mahmoud Jacobi, well, Jaga could have done well, if not for the Supreme Court, who said that electronic voting was just to please a particular party. And then today, we've passed it into law. Now, we saw what happened in the state, and today, the Osun state. Yes. It shows that Nigeria is defining her electoral system.
Okay.
But I am afraid for 2023.
Why?
Now, from the information we just gave now, three persons were arrested in the Osun election. That is to show that the security did their jobs, and persons used their brains too and voted for their wills. Yes, there must have been one or two buying votes in some areas, but it was not as pronounced. Now, in 2023, the level of security that we are in Osun will not be there in others in 2023 in different states. If they have 30,000 policemen in Osun state, the general election, the state can be not get up to 1,000 because there will be every nooks and crannies of Nigeria ensuring that they protect the people, number one. Number two, the numbers of observers that the real observers that we are in some states, because the number of observers too are NGOs, non governmental organizations, helps in reducing these things, will reduce greatly in 2023. And the rate of vote buying will increase in 2023 in various states, even in that state, my state, for example, because I understand that when I make is planning their own way, politicians who think they have more church money, we're planning their own way on how to make sure that they win. Knowing the fact that most of them have brought in an unpopular candidate. Now, if you ask me further, I will say that generally, there's improvement in INEC, but I think the next level of INEC people from that table after Mahmoud should improve on our electoral PVC, because just like the previous caller just said, if there are more people who have the PVCs, the rate of buying will reduce. What stops the electoral empire from going like the bank? When you go and register, they give you instant PVC instead of asking you to come and go back tomorrow.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying. That's like the banks when they started the ATM. Before, when you go, you would take 1 week or 2 weeks to get an ATM card. Mm. But today, it's instant ATM cards. The worst thing that's happening is they expire after 4 years or 8 years. But you, once you go, you will do instant one. It will make people who go to register to be encouraged to get their PVCs, because they are sure that as they do, they will get it. They will go with it. And it will stop people who buy PVCs from INEC. And by so doing, we are increasing the numbers of persons who will vote. And it will be top of war for those who think they have money to buy votes. By this one, it will reduce the less pressure in election.
All right, thank you very much. Good news, very interesting, and sometimes I'll give very creative suggestions. My name is Jude. We'll be back right after this.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Yes, Nigel Mithra, Nigeria Infield. It's 22 minutes before we say our goodbyes this morning. 27 minutes to the top of the hour. Once again, my name is Jude Omamigbe. Now, our conversation this morning, the final one this morning, has to do with the elections in Osun State. Now, I asked, using that particular election, which their Adeleke won, talking about Davido's uncle, do you think, from what was reported, that voter fraud, particularly voter buying, because, you know, in the Nigerian context, when you talk about voter fraud, it's beyond just voter buying. You know, you have people who are either, you know, falsifying documents, people who steal PVCs, who sometimes maybe steal machines, anything to sabotage in the favor of their, you know, patrons, whatever it is. But anyway, looking at voter buying, do you think it's on the decrease? Yes, some people were caught. In fact, it was very interesting for those of the observers who were monitoring both on and offline to note that these videos were being posted very quickly on social media. Oh, this woman was caught. Oh, look at them. I don't know about you. I got to see one video where somebody was standing afar off, you know, and he zoomed in and saw people having exchanges, 5,000, 10,000. Oh, yeah, waiting being named. Oh, yeah, take this. Oh, yeah, go and do this. You go do this. You make sure say that. It was very interesting. Which brings to the another question, probably for another day, you know, when the principal parties in this particular case, talking about the PDP and the APC, say, oh, we don't know anything about it, or it's not our people. So I'm kind of curious, though. There's a part of me that's curious. So if it wasn't your people, whose then were they? Anywho, back to the conversation at hand. Do you think that voter buy is on the decline, at least if you look at Osun State, and if you look at what is going on across the country? People say, look, we're tired, we can't afford to get this next election wrong. +1 7 9 2 3 0 0 0 2 0 8 1 7 9 2 3 0 0 0 3 0 8 1 7 9 2 3 0 0 0 7 and 0 8 1 7 9 2 3 0 0 0 9. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809 030 6416 0809 030 6416. As always, please, when you call in, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments, whether you're calling us or even sending us a message, and please do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Well, on Facebook, Isaiah Oluwa says, many people are hungry. So the upgrade of our electoral system just landed us in vote buy. It has come to stay for now. Really? Has it really come to stay? Because this is a problem with vote buy. In fact, on Twitter and on Instagram, all right, I also saw comments similar to what I'm about to make mention of on Facebook. You know, people stated, hey, look, collect the money, right? Imagine if it's electronic voting, right? So you are standing in your house or at the comfort of your place, you can collect the money and vote for whomever it is you would want to vote for, right? But so that's to say, well, it doesn't work exactly that way, because now they have codes, now they have systems, they have certain calls that they use to verify if you voted for their party or voted for another person's party. There shouldn't even be a question of vote buy. In fact, it shouldn't even be made mention. It's sort of embarrassing. If I'm not mistaken, I haven't in recent years heard of any other country, apart from Nigeria, where voter buying occurs. Please, if you have heard, do call in. If you're listening to us from Ghana, for example, you know, to our Ghanaian brothers, you know, if you can call in or maybe send me a message to say, oh, yes, people buy, you know, votes in Accra, you know, or in upper votes during the elections, you can call me, tell me, or send me a message. Let's verify, you know, because like I said, it's seemingly very, in fact, if you go online and just Google voter buying or vote buying, Nigeria comes up. It's kind of embarrassing, really. Anyway, phone lines now. Hello, Port Harcourt, 19.3. Good morning, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Bubba Odelari.
Welcome.
Yes, on subject of discussion so far, my brother, man. The way the politicians are now going after his vote buying is near themselves to our going nuclear also. I want you to understand that they now go to house to houses. They will get to PVC. They will get the details in your chips. Whatever in chips on that PVC. Your name. Your fingerprint on PVC. And they go along with all their devices. After extracting all those informations that is really expected to be reused, and they will go away, they will give you whatever agreement you got in with them. They will walk in it. It's no longer the issue they come on the polling center there to carry out a hello.
Yeah, well, listen to you. But did you see?
No longer they come to the polling center to really sorting for paper. Fine, that to be done to really know to have to whatever they've done before that. Election day. But so far, so good. This is what is on ground. I just let that to
general public. Okay,
this is what most of the politicians are doing. They're going to houses individually. The people who really get these things, they get your PVC, they get your details in your PVC, they go to the chiefs that is in PVC, they get all the necessary information. And they get into their system. They go with another device, another system. Even the fingerprint, I haven't gotten that, and they will go away. So I don't know how that would be manipulated to the system to really actualize their increase in voting trend on that election period. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. We'll definitely ask some of the electoral officials if this has been brought to their attention before and how they will attack such a scenario. Really has to be said. All right, let's get to WhatsApp this morning. Let's get to read some comments here. Abba George says, my suggestion is simple. Let INEC, EFCC, the police, ETC disguise as voters. This is the easiest way to catch the vote-buying vendors red-handed. When a vote buyer knows that he can't trust anyone, they would desist from this act. Interesting. This one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. It's not unusual to have people vote and not pay. If you read the report, some people said that they complained that they have not been paid. Oh, that's true. That's true. I think I saw that in the news yesterday. Some electorates say, oh, we voted, they did not pay us. Some politicians did not fulfill their promise, yada, 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 yada. And not like I'm petty, though, but if I were a petty person, I would say, you want to sell your vote. They didn't pay you. Excuse you. So, I don't know. Is it that society, is it that the government, is it that maybe, is it IPCP, ICPC now, or is it the NOA? You know, is it there's not enough orientation about the dangers of selling your vote, of mortgaging? In fact, let's put it in context. Reports say that some people were paid 10,000 naira for their votes, right, at this Osun elections. Now, let's assume it is true. Let's assume it's 10,000 naira. How much can 10,000 naira take you for in today's Nigeria? Today's Nigeria, where the inflation hit a 5-year high of 18.6% as at last week. 5-year high, 18.6%. And then someone gives you 10,000 naira. How many bags of rice is 10,000 naira going to give you? How many pieces of chicken is 10,000 go? Or are you, or, okay, this is just me going on the tirade. Is it that when they give these people this 10,000 naira, the people who collect this 10,000 naira are going to start a business with 10,000 naira that's going to yield, I don't know, 50% return in like a month or two? I don't know. Once again, vote buying is wrong. It's a criminal activity. If you haven't heard, well, it is. If you are caught on that day, you face some time in jail and a fine as well. 017-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. That's the Fimi caller number, by the way. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Please, once again, I'd like to kindly ask you to please turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to speak to us. All right, if you're going to dial, please just turn the volume down or turn it off or step away from the radio when you want to speak to us this morning. That way we don't get to have a haul back. It was very unsavory, I have to admit. And not just for us, but also for the other listeners as well. Please just do that and we can take your comments and your messages as we go on. WhatsApp, this one says, hello Jude, good morning to you. The vote buying has not reduced. What you only saw was just a tip of the number of people that were caught. How many people were paid before the election day? How many people, including officials, had been compromised before the start of the elections? Look, we have a long way to go. We need to stop telling ourselves the truth. What you saw yesterday was just a camouflage. They needed to show that the police is working, but the police and all the other authorities are not working properly. Interesting. Moses says it's just a charade. Almost every time we have conversations, you know, I like to say this, as Nigerians, you know, Nigerians can be skeptical. There's a bit of a cynic in a lot of Nigerians. So when somebody says, oh, the weather is clear, and then you say, how clear is it? That's the question. How clear is it? You know, they don't actually believe it is what it is. But Moses, I don't know. Do you have any proof to the comment? You know, can you, is there legitimate, you know, evidence to your assertions that, you know, a lot of these voter buying had occurred a day before the election? Or that, you know, certain authorities were, certain officials rather, were compromised? If there isn't any, then that's just a mere allegation. Even worse, so it's hearsay. Well, what does Jude know, really? What do I know? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. So, in the Osun State election, PDP won with Senator Ademola Adeleke becoming the governor-elect of the state. Great news for a lot of PDP hopefuls or PDP supporters in Osun State. However, there was voter buying. There was evidence reported and also submitted on social media. So, once again, do you think the voter fraud is on the decline? Because only about 3 people were arrested. Most is saying, Jude, hey, more of those people were sorted out before the election, so they wouldn't have been caught. 92.3. Oh dear. Apologies. Once again, please turn down the volume of your radio set. Turn the volume down. This one here says, and Jude, good morning. I don't think these organizations are doing well enough to remind people how important an election is. Every single election is a time for somebody or some people to make some money. You can't change that. But some people who are not educated enough will see it as a time to just collect the little that they can and then wait for the next cycle. It is wrong, and it is all about the politicians who are abusing these people. All right, vote buying is not good and should be criminalized. But it is, by the way, Alozie. This is Alozie King, by the way. Because the implications of what we're suffering today, where a citizen will sell his conscience for peanuts. There is need for sensitization amongst the common Nigerian citizens to know the implications of selling their vote. Yeah, Alozie, true. Maybe more needs to be said and done. I'm not quite sure how, you know, but yes, sensitizing those particularly rural areas, you know, is very, very important. However, do you think it's on the decline? Now, I ask this question because in the past 6 months or so, we've had guests come through and say, oh, those people who will sell their votes for 2K, 2,500, 5,000, 10,000, it's wrong, it's not benefiting you, roads are not fixed, power installations not properly done, you don't have housing, you know, people are talking about healthcare, security, all those things, you know, are compromised when you sell your vote. So it's a micro schism. We just had one recent election, the Osun State. What do you think? Is it on the decline? Do you think all the talks that have been had in the previous months and years yielding fruit? Isaac here says, hi, Jude, good morning. Most of these talks that you just made mention of are not yielding fruits. Why? Because it's not getting to those at the grassroots. Does the mama or the papa in the village know that the elections will not just help him, but his children and his children's children? That's where we are at. Those people are suffering, Jude. So any little grain that they can see, they will hold tightly with both hands. Huh. Interesting. All right, vote buying is here to stay, Jude. There's almost nothing anybody can do about it, particularly when the security forces are not doing enough, not just to catch, but to prosecute those whom are involved. It's not those who carry the money that the problem, Jude. The problem you should be asking is, who are the people who bring the money? Oh, that's a good question. That's a very good question. Who are the people who bring the money, who finance the vote buying? That's a very good question. Who are those who are sponsoring it? It's a good question Isaac is asking. So it's not the person, it's not the agent that you see at the polling units or around the polling units that you should be worried about. It's the person who sponsored the agents. I remember seeing a video, I think this was from the eastern part of the country, where they were walking out and then they were giving them, was it 2,000 naira? How many of you saw that video? Right? Hey, take. Did you vote? Okay. Will you? Then, you know, even if it was 100 persons that were there and they just give them 2,000, that's a lot of money. Who's backing them? To what purpose? To what end? Good question there. Something that maybe we should probably have a bit more focus on. All right. WhatsApp here says, hi, Jude. Good morning. The political parties are the major problem. No amount of announcements will change things if the government doesn't go after the political parties. They are sponsors. They are the ones giving party agents monies to convince people to vote for them. It is a competition. It's like going to the market. Whoever would want the highest money would be the one with the votes. Oh, okay. All right. I'm not quite sure how this is playing out. Okay. All right. All right. So, yes, this last message here says the government the law should go after the political parties. Checkmate their actions and their activities. Anyway, as always, I'd like to thank you all for joining us on this conversation. News comes up your way in just about seven or so minutes right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Jude.